Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Michelle Redlinger, director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about Valentine's Day tomorrow and shopping local.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Would you have any ideas for people here in Washington and the area about some last-minute gift ideas and trying to shop local?
Well, I guess it depends on who your audience is and what you're looking for. Of course, we've got a lot of options when you are thinking your traditional Valentine's Day gifts. There's a nice meal you can take someone out at Dodici's, and there's flowers, and there's gift shops all around the downtown and throughout the city of Washington. But there's also some ways that we can think outside the box and look at some of our other retailers. When you're trying to think of Valentine's Day, sometimes you feel put in a position to get the romantic gifts and the flowers and the chocolates and stuff like that. But if you're looking at who you're gifting to, I know not a lot of guys are that into flowers or sort of stuff along those lines. And so when you're looking at different personalities, you can look at other shops here in Washington that would be good gifts ideas with our local home repair stores, and with different shops around the community, you can find a lot of really creative gifts without having to leave town.
And would you have any kind of statistics for people that do shop in the Washington area?
Yeah, I think it's a well-known fact that when your money stays local, more of it goes back to support the community and the local programs. A recent statistic is for every $100 that someone will spend, $68 will stay in the community versus I think it was $43 if you shop outside the community. So I did a little number crunching, and if everyone in Washington, so our population is 7,300, spent $100 here locally for Valentine's Day, that would equal almost $500,000 that would stay in our area. Now, 7,300 includes a variety of ages, and a two-year-old's probably not going to go spend $100 on Valentine's Day. But if you do put that for a statistic throughout the entire year, and you look at how we do spend our money, and even if you want to go outside the community for a dinner that's different, fill up your gas here in town. Take advantage of the opportunities where you can keep your money locally, because the difference between our community of 7,300, if that money is spent here versus out of town, you're looking at $182,000 difference. Like I said, if everyone were to spend $100 here locally versus outside. So throughout the year, it makes it a huge difference.
So whether you're shopping for Valentine's Day or a birthday or even, you know, Christmas down the road, it's a good idea to keep those dollars here local.
Absolutely. And I also got an email here from one of our local business partners, and it says that you can't buy happiness, or maybe in this case you can't buy love, but you can buy local, and that's a pretty good start.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Michelle Redlinger, director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about Valentine's Day tomorrow and shopping local. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.